listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 317, covering week 22, May 29th to June 4th, 2023. The GNU project published the libmicro-httpd 0.9.77 library, which represents a simple API for embedding the functionality of an HTTP server into applications. Supported platforms include GNU Linux, FreeBSD, OpenBSD, NetBSD, Solaris, Android, macOS, Win32, and ZOS. The library is distributed under the LGPL 2.1 Plus license. The library supports HTTP 1.1 TLS protocol, incremental processing of post requests, basic and digest indentation, IPv6 shoutcast, various multiplexing methods, and multi-threading tools. To reduce the overhead costs that occur when the context between the kernel and the user space, the number of system calls in the process is minimized. Golden Dict 1.5.0 has a new release, an application for working with dictionary data supporting various formats of dictionaries and encyclopedias, and able to display documents in HTML using the WebKit engine. The project code is written in C++ using the Qt library and distributed under the GPL v3 Plus license. It supports Windows, Linux, and macOS platforms. It features a graphical interface based on tabs with tooltips to explain the meaning or translate words allocated or placed in the clipboard. When searching, morphology and the ability to reproduce the correct sound pronunciation of words are available. Among the supported dictionary formats are StarDict, Babylon, Lingvo, DictD, ARD, MDict, and SDict, and integration with Wikipedia and MediaWiki-based sites is supported. This release is notable for the fact that the last stable release was formed in 2010, and this version was planned to be released in September 2013. Developers from Canonical intend to start next year on the delivery of additional Ubuntu desktop builds based on the Ubuntu Core platform and including only applications designed with Snap packages. The first experimental builds of the new version of Ubuntu desktop is planned for the spring of next year. Ubuntu Core means the delivery of an indivisible monolithic image of the base system which does not use a breakdown into separate deb packages and uses the mechanism of atomic renewal of the entire system. Ubuntu Core components, including the basic system, the Linux kernel, system add-ons, and additional applications, are supplied in Snap format and controlled by Snap tools. The Snap components are isolated using the AppArmor and SecComp, which creates an additional milestone to protect the system in case of compromised individual applications. The base file system is mounted in read-only mode. Updates of the base environment are delivered in OTA mode over the air, including only changes, delta updates, and synchronized with the current LTS release of Ubuntu. The delivery of classic Ubuntu desktop builds with deb packages will continue without changes. The release of Armbian 23.05 was announced, which provides a compact system environment for various single-board computers with processors based on ARM, RISC-V, and x86 architectures, including various models of Raspberry Pi and its direct competitors, as well as other SoCs based on Rockchip, Allwinner, and other chips. Debian and Ubuntu packages are used for builds, but the environment is completely reassembled using its own build system, with the inclusion of optimizations to reduce size, increase productivity, and use of additional protection mechanisms. The project supports more than 30 Linux kernel builds for different ARM and ARM64 platforms. To simplify the creation of their system images, an SDK is provided. When you use SSH, an option is provided for the use of two-factor authentication. The release includes the Box64 emulator, which allows you to run programs built for processors based on the x86 architecture. Ready-made packages are offered to launch custom environments based on KDE, GNOME, Budgie, Cinnamon, i3WM, Mate, XSCE, and Xmonad. A release of ANGI 1.2.0 Multiprotocol Proxy Server and High-Performance HTTP Server was announced, branched from Nginx by a group of former project developers who had resigned from the F5 network. The original ANGI code is available under a BSD license. The development is supported by the company WebServer, formed last fall with an investment of $1 million. Among the co-owners of the company are Valentin Bartenev, leader of the team that developed the product Nginx unit, Ivan Polyanov, former head of Frontland Developers Rambler and Mail.ru, Oleg Mamontov, head of the technical support team Nginx Inc., and Ruslan Yermolov, rust.freebsd.org. The release of TrueNAS Core 13.0-U5, a distribution for the rapid deployment of network storage, NAS network attached storage, which continues the development of the FreeNAS project, is out. TrueNAS Core 13 is based on the FreeBSD 13 codebase, features integrated support for ZFS, and the ability to manage through a web interface built using the Django Python framework. FTP, NFS, Samba, AFP, rsync, and iSCSI are supported to provide storage access. Software RAID can be used to authorize clients with LDAP/Active Directory support. The release of Kali Linux 2023.2 was announced based on Debian and designed to test systems for vulnerabilities, auditing, analysis of residual information, and detection of the consequences of attacks by attackers. All original developments created within the distribution are distributed under the GPL license and are available through the public Git repository. Several variants of ISO images have been prepared for download. Images are available for i386, x86-64, ARMHF, and ARMEL, Raspberry Pi, Banana Pi, ARM Chrome, Book Odroid. By default, the XFCE desktop is offered, but KDE GNOME, Mate, LXDE, and Enlightenment E17 are optionally supported. Kali includes one of the most complete sets of tools for computer security professionals, from web-based software testing and wireless network intrusion to data readers from RFID chips. It includes a collection of exploits and more than 300 specialized security checks such as Aircrack, Maltego, Saint, Kismet, Blugeboer, BTCrack, BTScanner, and Map P0F. In addition, the distribution includes means to speed up password selection and WPA keys through the use of CUDA and AMD Stream graphics cards, which allows the use of GPU graphics cards, NVIDIA and AMD for computing operations. The Apache Software Foundation introduced the Integrated Development Environment Apache NetBeans 18, which provides support for programming languages like Java, Java EE, PHP, C, C++, JavaScript, and Groovy programming languages. The finished builds are formed for Linux as Snap and Flatpak, Windows, and macOS. The release of the SendMail 8.17.2 SMTP server is available. In addition to bug fixes, the new version has improved support for email addresses with symbols of national alphabets, email address internationalization. They also added support for new versions of macOS, as well as improved DNS-based authentication of named entities, or DANs, to prevent the performance of MaxMIME header lang parameter by default is set to 2048/1024. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.